se presentará en Guadalajara el talentoso multiinstrumentista estadounidense Elliot Moss, con quien tenemos el gusto de conversar el día de hoy. Hello, Elliot, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm well.
I'm fine, thanks. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in my recording studio.
In New York City?
It's just outside the city. It's in the suburbs.
Ah, so cool.
About 30 minutes drive.
Ah, cool. Are you working in some new material?
I am, yeah, always. So, you know, just trying to decide what the next thing is and make that happen.
Well, it's interesting you say that because all your work in your albums, in your singles, have a lot of experimentation.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I sure spend a lot of time kind of inventing noises or different workflows or ways that I like to record because it helps make the writing easier. When you have a good idea to start a song, you've kind of gotten all of these sound design ideas and synthesizer patches ready to go. So when you're writing, you can operate very quickly. So sometimes a song can become almost fully written and recorded in 3 or 4 hours because of all the experimentation.
And do you spend a lot of time in your studio?
Almost every day, unless I'm on tour, yeah.
Well, I know that, I can hear that in your music, because it's a lot of search of new ideas, a lot of search of very elegant kind of music.
Oh, thank you. I'm very passionate about sound design and production and making sure everything is sort of reflecting the intention of the song as much as I can make it.
And you search a lot in new sounds, but also you have some jazz elements, some trip hop elements in your music.
Some jazz elements, you said?
Yes, I find some kind of vibe, not the musical notes or like the gerund, but that kind of vibe. Sometimes smooth, sometimes passion. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely, when making a record, kind of want things to all fit together a bit, and so kind of a general, vibe or feeling is helpful to sort of make all of the tracks feel like they belong together. But I feel like, when I write this song, the vibe reveals itself in the lyrics, and I can just sort of follow the path that they lay out for me, and, fill in the gaps almost, with production. I certainly have sounds and recording techniques and, methods for doing things that I have fallen in love with. And so, from, the journey to getting to a finished song, I generally gravitate to certain vibes anyway. So it's not something that I do consciously all the time, but can definitely hear that, whatever I'm interested in at the moment is seeping its way into the way I'm working.
Okay. And how do you take that vibe and that search to the stage, to your shows? How do you reflect that?
Well, the way that we approached the live show initially was that we wanted to be able to recreate as best as we could with three people the record and make sure that it sounds as closely as it can to that. And once we thought we achieved that, we moved on to seeing where the songs and different sections of songs could evolve and change to, suit the stage a little bit more. When you're alone in the studio, that's a different energy than when you're playing in front of a crowd of people. And so allowing that energy to inform the writing and inform the way that the songs come across is, the main way that we've allowed the songs to develop live. And so certain songs, probably the most extreme example being Faraday Cage on High Speeds, has evolved from sort of a laid back, almost Pink Floyd-y kind of feeling tune to this full on, rock ensemble. And I'm actually belting louder than I do the entire set on that tune. So, you know, things, it's amazing. And it was sort of something that snuck up on us. It's not, not something that we were consciously setting out to do, but, you know, as soon as we really started getting comfortable playing that one together, it just turned into a rock song and we went with it.
And, how do you take the invitation to play in Mexico City and in Guadalajara?
Oh, we are so honored. I've been telling my agent for over 2 years that we want to go play Mexico.
And yes.
To finally get to do it is so exciting. It seems like online, anyway, we have, you know, a lot of fans in Mexico. So I'm just excited to meet everyone down south and have a great time. You guys are having a lot better weather than we are, too. So we're excited to see if we can get outside as much as we can.
That's true, but also it's true that the Mexican audience is very different, of course, from the people in the United States or in Europe. So it's going to be a lot of great new things for you.
Definitely. You know, it's our favorite thing to kind of see how the same music hits all of these different, you know, countries and groups of people, because it's so informative for, you know, writing and understanding, you know, how music touches people. So I think it's just a very exciting thing to get to do.
Are you in touch with your Mexican fans?
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay pretty active on social media. You know, I don't want to get too attached to Twitter, but, you know, sometimes I can find myself looking at it for hours at a time. You know, I definitely see a lot of fans from Mexico, and a lot of people saying come to Mexico, and you know, a lot of the comments on Instagram are sort of the same. So it's really excited to finally get to fulfill that, and you know, not just wish that. You know, I found myself saying like, well, yeah, I want to go to Mexico too.
Yes,
I finally get to do it.
A lot of energy, I think. A lot of vibe. A lot of questions for you.
Yeah, I mean, pressure is good though. It makes you play well, and it makes you sort of focus on what you're doing. You don't want to get too you know, complacent. And you know, I think 3 or 4 weeks into a tour, you know, you can start to get a little bit comfortable, and that's when we've decided as a band to, you know, try to mix things up to keep ourselves on our toes, and you know, make it as interesting for us as it is, you know, when we're playing the first few shows.
Well, Elliot, looking forward to see your show here in Guadalajara on C3 in February 24, right?
Right.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. And please, can you tell us your social media to follow you?
Elliot Moss Music on both Twitter and Instagram.
Great. Looking forward to see your show. And thank you so much for this interview, Elliot.
Perfect. Thank you so much.